You're listening to the audio production of The Seven Deadly Sins of Women in Leadership, Overcome Self-Defeating Behavior in Work and Ministry, updated edition by Kate Coleman, published by Zondervan and read by Nanajua Butcher. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com. Dedication. In loving memory of my mother, who was promoted to glory shortly before the completion of this book. Acknowledgements. I am deeply indebted to the many wonderful women and men in my life without whom this project would not have been completed. I am particularly grateful for the insistent and persistent encouragement of my friend and colleague, Reverend Cham Corman. Your surname may look different, but it certainly sounds the same as mine. I count you among my own sisters. Thanks for your commitment to staying up late, talking over, and painstakingly reading through my notes again. You definitely went way beyond the second mile. I'm extremely grateful to Elaine Storkey, who has mentored me through some very sticky moments in my own leadership journey. Thanks, Elaine, for your effort to get the book out of my head and into print by subtly encouraging me to avoid getting knocked over by a bus. Thank you seems an inadequate way of acknowledging the support of all those who enabled the first project to get off the ground, including my sister Grace Owen, who was both a wonderful cheerleader and an awesome coach. There are many others I should thank, including my amazing prayer partners, many of whom regularly cheered me on throughout the major upheavals surrounding the second project, especially Kay and John Chaldecott, who kept on reminding me to just get on with it. Unfortunately, I can't mention you all by name without writing yet another chapter. The same could be said for the many women I have mentored in both the past and the present, together with the many women participants of the Seven Deadly Sins program and its younger sibling, She Rises, all over the world. Having said how inadequate it sounds, thank you. Many of your stories are represented in these pages. May God continue to take you from strength to strength. And nearly last, but certainly not least, I want to thank those who have facilitated this second project, especially Katya Kovret and the team at Zondervan, who, thankfully, recognized a good thing when they saw it. It has been a privilege. It all begins and ends, as we say in Ghana, Jinyami, except God. Foreword by Elaine Storkey. A book about seven deadly sins might normally raise anxiety levels. Sin is a serious issue, and deadly sin is the most serious of all. Most of the time, we think of sin as something personal, degenerate, willful, and deliberate. It is something most of us steer away from and try to avoid. Christians understand sin in relation to God and our violation of God's standards for human life. And when we feel the impact of other people's sin, it can affect our trust of them, our own self-confidence, and even our sense of identity. But in everyday life, sin is more complicated even than all that. It can be passive, unwitting, or habitual. It can be something of which we are wholly unaware, part of a mindset we've inherited. In its most pervasive form, sin can be built into the very structural background of our lives and become so normalized that we don't even notice it is there. The sins Kate Coleman refers to in this tongue-in-cheek title are something like the last description. She is not offering...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?